We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's Paul Hamilton.
Paul's in Vegas for the NHL Awards. That's fun.
I'm just kind of getting into the
song.
You're
vibing?
I like the song. It's kind of got me grooving, you know? Paul's been out partying. Supposedly he was covering the award stuff yesterday. I think he was out on the strip. He's joining us on the Westher Hotline. He's got the awards tonight, and then Paul's off to Vancouver for the draft this weekend. Good morning, Mr. Hamilton.
Is it morning or is it the middle of the night?
Did the bars just close in Vegas?
Do they ever close?
Are you just walking in from? Probably not. Are you just walking in from one of the bars or a casino?
Well, it's 4:30 in the morning, but no. Since I had been up almost 24 hours, I decided it was time to go to bed earlier.
How's that football stadium coming along?
Well, you can tell it's a football stadium. Hmm. I mean, there's some of the seating—not the seats themselves, but you know the grading that will be the seats. You can start seeing it's right near the airport, the Mandalay Bay, and yep, you can see it right when you come in. So
looks pretty big.
It looks huge. Stadiums these days don't even look like I was in Milwaukee over Memorial Day saw Miller Park, and beautiful place, and that thing, I can't believe that's been around already for 18 years, but the problem I thought with it is it doesn't look like a baseball stadium. It just looks like a baseball field that was put into a middle of a monstrosity. Hmm. It's a shiny and nice monstrosity, but you know they just don't look like football fields and baseball fields anymore.
Yeah. Hey, happy anniversary, Paul. 20 years ago, you know where you were, right?
Your house?
No. You were in the press box at the arena watching Game 6 of the Stanley Cup Final, right?
Yeah, I got home about 5 in the morning. After that,
so you were drinking all night then too. Okay.
And I was so keyed up I started working on my pool. I didn't even go to bed. It was a nice day out, so I just, sun was up, and I went out and started working on my pool. Hmm.
Yeah, I forgot all about it. Adam Bonini reminded me, Paul, and it's amazing that it's 20 years. It had to be, you know, it was a painful game obviously, but it had to be one of the more memorable nights you've had in your entire career covering that, right?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, you're upstairs and the goal is scored. And I don't know of anybody that really knew that there was a problem until you got downstairs. And then all of a sudden you start hearing about, wait a minute, you know, that was in the crease. So now you're thinking, what's going to happen? You know, this goal shouldn't have counted. You know, they're starting to pick up on it on TV and they're replaying it. And we're not in the locker room yet.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, what are they going to do here? I mean, the stars are well into drinking and, you know, partying and celebrating. And then you get in the room and Dominik Hasek, you know, he's trying to put his stuff back on. And, you know, he's saying, no, we must go back out. The game's not over.
No
game's
kidding. He was trying to get dressed to go back out, huh?
Yeah, and they're telling him, no, Dom, the game's over. And he goes, no, game's not over. And he's putting his stuff back on. Huh. And, you know, trying to get the media out of the room and get his stuff back on. And you know, they're trying to tell him, no, Dom, we're not going back out. They're not going to restart the game. And I'll never forget Lindy Ruff when Bettman was presenting the Stanley Cup. He was over at the bench, hanging over the bench, screaming at Bettman things that I can't repeat on radio.
Man.
And, yeah, he wasn't a real happy camper at the time.
Well, you know, Paul, as any sort of player or coach in that situation, you know, you put in so much work and your life, and to have it taken away from you like that, it's got to be beyond just the normal devastation. We were talking about it last segment, just the feeling of the injustice of having something stolen from you.
Yeah, and you don't know if you're going to win, but at least you still would have had the shot to win.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't know if it's true or not. You know how things are said afterwards, but Brett Hull and Madonna and Hitchcock all said, had there been a game seven, Hull and Madonna would not have played. And a lot of people don't realize Brett Hull's first shift of overtime was when he scored the goal. He was injured and couldn't play. He was sitting there, and Hitchcock, it was an offensive zone faceoff, and he thought, why not? Let's see if we can just get a chance or something while we're in the offensive zone. He said to him, he goes, can you go out for the faceoff? And he said, yeah. And you know what happened.
Yeah.
But they claim that those two were too injured and would not have been able to play in Game 7.
Then I definitely would have liked the Sabres odds with Hasek against the Stars without Hull and Madonna playing in Game 7. Paul, you're in Vegas for the awards ceremony. By the way, if you see Bettman tonight, tell him it was no goal. But you're in Vegas for the awards ceremony. Rasmus Dahlin is out there. You've got a couple of interesting stories up at WGR550.com. What did Rasmus have to say about being out there and being up for an award?
Yeah, he doesn't think he's going to win it. He think, you know, he said he's up against some good competition. He goes, you never know. But he said, look, you know, with Peterson, who's a friend of his, I think they've been hanging out a little bit since they've been out here, and he thinks it's kind of special to have two Swedish guys in the running for the Calder Trophy. You know, he goes, I didn't think he'll win, but, you know, he did think he'd probably be in the top three. But the two of them are enjoying their time out here. He's looking forward to it. Had a chance to chat with him about Ralph Krueger, who he's had a conversation with on the phone. And he said they basically talked about what Krueger likes and what he likes. And again, it just confirms what Krueger has been saying, that he did a lot of listening when he was talking to his players. And it sounds like he did a lot of listening to Dahlin, too, you know, how he likes to play and what he likes to see on the ice and things like that. So, you know, he goes, I didn't know much about him, but everybody that I've talked to has said really good things about him. So he said he's looking forward to the season getting going.
What's his offseason been like? Did he tell you anything about that?
He's already been working out. He's already been on the ice, working on things. And, you know, we got into a little bit about, well, you know, well, what kind of things are you working on now? What kind of things are you trying to get better at for your second season? And he talked about a couple of things. He said, first of all, the mental aspect of the game, where he was getting too frustrated after bad games. And he says he's trying to learn that you just can't get too keyed up. You know, you got to be able to shrug it off and get to the next game, and don't let it affect you for the next shift or the next game. He also talked about maturity. He said, you know, he thinks he's learned how to handle things. He's learned how to handle 82 games.
Yeah.
He said he never went through that before. And he said, I'm more mature now. And I'll know what's coming and how to handle those things, as far as he's working on his strength and conditioning right now throughout the summer, you know, trying to get himself in the kind of condition he thinks he needs to be in to go through a rough 82 game season. And but he feels being a year older really is going to help him.
I see you renewed acquaintances with Ryan O'Reilly. I take it there's still a big smile on his face.
Yeah, there is. I think he genuinely still feels that. He goes, I just can't believe this happened.
Yeah.
Especially where they were. And we were in St. Louis right before all that took place. Mm-hmm. And it's just where they were, and they beat the Sabres. That was just when they started pulling out of it a little bit. Because I remember getting tweets. I know you'll be shocked that, you know, the Sabres, how horrible the Sabres are because they lost to the St. Louis Blues. And how could they lose to such a shoddy team? And,
yeah.
You know, that all the things that I know you would expect to read on Twitter for, you know, those types of things.
I checked the standings, Paul. I went back because that game was brought up, and I remember going back to the standings. So that night, going into the game, like you said, St. Louis won. But going into the game, the Sabres were 15 points ahead of St. Louis in the standing. Because they'd come off the 10-game win streak, and St. Louis hadn't turned around their season yet, so they were way ahead of them in the standings.
And that's the weird thing is, you know, the Blues are just reeling still, and St. Louis wins that game.
Yep.
But St. Louis is on their way to pulling the miracle in March, come to Buffalo, and the Sabres win the game. And I believe that was Fousley's only win, like, in 13 or 14 games against the Blues, if I'm not mistaken. So it was kind of weird that both teams won as they were almost at their worst. And but, yeah, O'Reilly was and you know what? He's appreciative of the Sabre fans because he knew they were still rooting for him. You know, a lot of people had reached out to him, and he knew that they were still on his side and rooting for him throughout the Stanley Cup playoffs and winning the Stanley Cup. And he said he very much appreciated that. And, you know, he didn't surprise him because he said he thinks this is a great hockey town and the great fans here. But he wanted to thank them for that. And it said that a lot of people are happy for him.
Well, have fun in Vegas tonight and then off to Vancouver tomorrow, I assume, right?
Yep. Take off for Vancouver tomorrow and get ready for the draft.
All right. We'll talk to you. Sneak in a little sleep.
I'll try.
Thanks, Paul.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.